Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another magnificent episode of the Fluid Talks podcast with two thirds of your host party present today. One of which is me, the annoying voice speaking, Michael.
The quiet one, Kuhusi.
So, guy behind the mic, if you're looking to see which side is right, red is right. Yeah, so, and today, guy behind the mic will actually be speaking, so.
From time to time.
So, you've seen red is right and black is left?
I have.
Excellent. Also, sorry. How have you been? No, actually, let's start with the guy behind the mic. The guy we so rarely hear from. The guy we so rarely hear from. Tell us, how have you been?
There's not much to report. Uh-huh. Just living life. Mm-hmm. Looking fabulous.
Okay.
Good hair.
If you say so.
And motorcycling.
Excellent.
Yes.
Motorcycling with a bike that's giving you problems.
Not bicycle.
Yes.
Wait, I said bicycle?
No, I'm just clarifying, not bicycle.
Not bicycle, yeah.
Indeed.
Not bicycle.
Yes.
It should be. Actually, wait. So you're supposed to take something for the socials? No, it doesn't.
Yes, maybe later.
Okay, sir. Yeah. You know, once we're done, me, it's a wrap, like I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm out of here, like burial. Anyway. See, how have you been?
Okay, oh yeah, by the way, last week I was home alone. It was so much fun. Guys, I slept. I rarely cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I just like being indoors most times.
Okay.
And nursing a cold.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question that most concerned parents will probably ask. Did you do any of the following? A, throw a house party.
No.
B, invite any boys over.
No, definitely not.
C, experiment with drugs and or alcohol.
For the record.
Why is there a pause there?
Why was there a pause there? It's fine. The alcohol bit or the drugs bit, it's fine. You're saying for the record?
No, but...
you know, your voice is still going to be picked up by our mics.
She said off air.
Not in Nairobi.
Not in Nairobi.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. Yeah, we are snitches like that sometimes. I'm sorry. But it's fine. It's fine. It's good to hear that you're being a responsible individual, a role model for young people to really look up to. You know, it's good. But you know, it's good to hear that you enjoyed yourself. It's good to hear that someone's motorbike is giving him problems. You know, it's all good. I have been all right. I was infected with a cold. Just a regular old common cold, which you know, given the past 2 years. Also, sorry. Before I go down that road, I would have assumed that the guy behind the mic would not really want me to record today, but he is rather stubborn and...
Very stubborn.
And true. And I guess the fact that Tony just ditched us today, well, ditched us a few minutes before the recording even started. You know, Tony, I hope you're happy wherever you are and that you get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, so but knowing Tony, he might take the expressway.
No, I hope he gets stuck in traffic and he chokes on the smoke and dust produced by other drivers. Anyway, back to the road I was going to take. You know, a common cold is a refreshing change of pace given the past couple of years. You know, every time you've had flu-like symptoms, you know, it's...
COVID, corona.
You know. I mean, it's not to say that COVID is not a thing. You know, it's still affecting people. But you know, a nice regular common cold. It's good to have these things to worry about. You know, small regular things we're used to. Yeah. Also, it's for that reason that I might sound funny, because I have my mask on, because I don't want to infect the setup too much. Although the guy behind the mic assures me that our equipment is up to...
has been sterilized.
Yes. And it is up to, you know, the highest standards. So, you know, I'll take him at his word. Okay, I really don't, but, you know, he assures me. He assures us, really.
We shall give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And given the way he's looking at us right now...
Why, those daggers?
No, not daggers. It's just like... just watch your words. Watch your next words very closely, you know. I can mute you. That's that look right there. Also, he's probably playing that pool game of his. Oh, he's texting... He's texting the lady who has stolen his heart.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, my heart is still where it was. Has not been stolen by anyone. And
I'm sorry for interrupting your
shut it.
Your messages
shut of, your mouth.
Of affection and depth of feeling. I'm sorry for interrupting. Please carry on. Carry on. Carry on. Siondele. Like, look at your phone.
I'm texting.
No, but you're looking at, no, you're looking at me. Look at your phone.
I can text while looking at you.
Oh, really?
Look at that.
Really? Text me. No, Sawa, send me a message.
I send you a message.
Send me a message.
Wait. In short, saying.
Send me a message.
He can multitask.
I'm getting your name.
Get my name.
I'm getting your name. All right. I saved you. Saved you as my key. Ah, yeah.
Sawa.
You see, it's open.
My it's call. Open.
All right.
Is that SMS or?
This is SMS.
SMS? All right. Sawa, look at me.
Audio me to say.
I don't really care. Just
just text.
Sawa, just text me something that makes sense.
Sawa.
Meanwhile, how long are we going to keep this Nini, this staring?
But I need to look at where the send button is. I've typed.
No, it's fine. It's I've fine. Typed. It's fine.
Can I look at the send button?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. You see?
Okay.
What has he sent you? It's
the limitations of SMS. You know, you kind of need to wait for it. So, let's... I hate you.
Without looking. Yes.
That is impressive.
Thank you.
That really is a neat piece of skill. Let me not hate too much. It's fine. Sorry.
Ama, you had practice from the Katululu, the Mulikamwizi.
Ninyo?
You had practice texting with the Mulikamwizi, blind texting.
Yeah.
But blind texting with the Mulikamwizi is a completely different kettle of fish. Like, I used to be able to, but with this, it's... You just don't have that feedback, you know? That tactile feedback of an actual button. You know, it's the same reason why slamming a phone down feels more satisfying than just angrily pressing your phone screen. You know, it's not the same. It really isn't the same, but it's fine. Ignore me and my old man ramblings. It's fine. Ignore me. Do you have any? Oh! I have the harmonica.
Finally.
At least today you didn't forget.
Excuse me for that, guy behind the mic. Whether that makes your editing work difficult or not, I couldn't care less. Anyway. Mm. So on to the next segment of the show, which is the news, or the first segment of the show, which is the news. Hold on. Let me see. Will it work through the mask? What do you think?
It will, but not at its optimum.
That took a lot more energy than like I needed to take a deep breath to do. Hold on. Yes, anyway, carry on.
On to the first news item. Okay, guys, picture this scenario. When was the last time either of you had a flat tire?
Hold on. I can tell you the exact date, actually. Ronnie, as you, guy behind the mic, go on.
since I'm a rider, I have never gotten a flat tire.
Now, as a driver.
As a driver.
Yes.
I mean, I've changed other people's flat tires, but not my own. Not my own in a very, very long time. Years. At least 5 years.
5 years? Wow. Hold on. Give me a moment, because I know I have a photo of that tire. In fact, guy behind the mic was there. It was a bit of a misadventure. you remember?
I remember.
anyway, as I look for that, go and tell us what you wanted to tell us.
And when was the last time either of you was stopped by the traffic police? Your tires are not right.
Like they're running out of treads?
Like they're running out of treads. Ama, they're leaning to the one side, Misha. Another side is fine.
Never. That has never happened to me. Never. Actually, never. What was it? The closest. Nope. No, I have not. I have never been stopped for that.
So you've never been stopped by a police? Tire zako ziko mbaya?
Never. I haven't.
Manji?
Once. But it was a polite warning, like, you know, just get your tires checked.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
So now, currently, we have tubeless tires, but they need air, right? But in the future, we're going to get airless tires, and they don't need any maintenance.
The future.
Is this a Kenyan company manufacturing these tires?
No.
Ah.
It's the major tire companies, the Michelin and Goodyear.
Ah.
That is...
Goodyear.
It's going to be a good year. Yes. So we're going to have airless tires.
And somehow we will still be stopped to be told that our tires have an issue.
No, but they don't need any maintenance.
Famous last words. Famous last words. It's okay. Famous last words. To answer your question, the last flat tire I had was about a year ago on the 25th of May, 2021. I stepped on a nail.
It was a slow puncher?
No, there was nothing slow about it. There was nothing slow about it. See, I didn't realize I'd stepped on the nail until I'd got some distance and the car felt weird, and then there was that car sound, and then also like there were people saying, "Hey Buddha, check your tire." You know, road people on the roadside are kind sometimes. So I was kind enough. The guy behind the mic was kind enough to let me park the car at his place to be collected the following day because we were running late for something, so we couldn't get the tire fixed, and I did not have a spare. Which was, you know, a shortcoming on my side. I will be the first to admit. But then fixing was actually an interesting story because we got locked out of the car that we took the tire to be fixed in. So, you know, it was one bad thing to another. But it was all fun, wasn't it, guy behind the mic?
No, not at all.
This is where you're supposed to say yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes, it was an adventure.
Best time of my life.
Wow. Okay.
Fine.
Good to know.
So that was it. It really was interesting though. But I wouldn't repeat it again. Because I really wouldn't repeat it again. But yeah. 25th May, 26th is when I had it fixed. I know that because honestly that nail was massive. Like,
so you had to take a photo of the nail?
Yeah, here it is. Let me show you. Here it is. That's the nail. And also, you see, like,
the way it's sticking out of the tire.
Yeah, and you see that look of worn rubber.
Uh-huh.
That's the rim against the nini because of the driving. Mm. Yeah, but you know the tire wasn't all that damaged. It was cosmetic. It was cosmetic. And now you know. Don't drive with a flat tire if you didn't know already.
Dear listener, if you're going to get a flat, have a spare.
Have a spare.
Always have a spare.
And make sure that spare is in good
condition.
Yeah. That's, well, it'll be interesting to see how these airless tires work and whether, and the cost and everything. Because you know the thing is, you don't really trust business to not. Anyway, conspiracy theories aside, it's fine. It's fine. Ignore me and my. my theories.
Yeah.
Ignore me. Is that it for your news?
Yeah. So in 2 years, by 2024, mm-hmm. expect airless tires in the market.
Huh. That will be interesting. We wait and see. We wait and see. Let's just... Oh, wait. Hold. Ugh, nuts. Give me a moment to get into my machine. Sorry. That's where my news is. Give me just one moment. In the meantime, just keep talking. Like, say something interesting. Like the weather we had today was really interesting. Yeah. Can you think of something like that?
How was the weather today?
I don't know. You.
Guy behind the mic. What's wrong with the bike?
It's really difficult for me to explain because I'm sure. Not many will understand.
Oh, you might be surprised. Go.
No, to be honest, I don't even know myself. But I suspect it's just a simple insufficient amount of engine oil, most probably.
So the engine was
most probably
nearly knocked? Almost?
I don't know. Wait. There are too many symptoms.
Wait, but
it's just an assumption.
Do motorcycles... engines ever knock? I mean, it's all engines that knock, thinking out loud.
I mean, theoretically, all engines could knock.
Correct.
Know, like a generator could knock.
Correct.
So I think that might that could also apply to motorcycle engines, I think. But I've accessed my laptop now. So in a weird intersection between sports and multi-billion US dollar organization, Apple has signed a streaming deal worth a whole lot of money with MLS. If you do not know what what does MLS mean?
Multi-layered system.
that actually made sense. But in this case, think MLS in the context of sports.
Ah.
Yes. No? No guess?
In the machine learning system?
Sports.
In terms of
sports? Sports. Sports. Physical activity. Major League Soccer. And it is a 10-year deal worth $250 million a year, so $2.5 billion US dollars over the 10-year cost, minimum. Minimum.
Okay, so what is this MLS supposed to do?
So they'll be streaming the MLS matches. Think of it as Apple secures Premier League streaming rights for the Premier League, or for Premier League matches, the English Premier League. To be confused with other Premier Leagues, English Premier League for 10 years to stream their matches. Only difference is that it comes from the land where football is a game played using your hands, and the real football is called soccer. So, yes.
So it's going to be a super sport kind of situation?
Sorta, yes. But just for one league.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Now you're in the know.
With Linda Nyangweso.
Yeah, that's it for my news. That's it for my news. I'm done. Like, I'm done with my news. And unless the guy behind the mic has anything interesting to say. Yes, no?
Maybe.
You don't know?
Can we repeat the question?
You beat me to it. Nope, I don't have anything.
Yeah, so actually, sorry, just before I leave, this is not to be confused. MLS is not to be confused with MLB, which is Major League Baseball, which is what I first thought it was when I saw the headline, until I did like a double take 24 hours later and realized, oh, it's football. And then I was like, wow, that's bonkers. That's a lot of money. But wait. That's not so bonkers after... Sorry. I'm going to go on a quick tangent here, right? Because that really is not a lot of money, all things considered. Hold on. Just give me like 2 seconds. Sky Premier league bid. Let's see, let's see, let's see. English Premier League. Yeah, 2.5 billion dollars is a joke for 10 years because the Premier League, the English Premier League, so the two biggest bidders for the matches, their outlay was 10 billion US dollars for 3 seasons, i.e. 3 years. So it's 4 times the money for 30% of, for 30% of the duration. Anyway, slight digression. On to today's topic of discussion, no?
Yes.
Nuts, hold on.
Horrible.
Terrible.
Even worse.
Anyway, you get the point. Harmonica has been played. Forget it. Today's topic of discussion. I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does the choice of programming language matter?
Does it really?
It does not.
Okay, I'm surprised you had an answer to that.
Sorry, actually, this is the point where I mute myself because I have nothing of importance.
No. You really do. You're a valued member of this team. You know. I keep telling you, like, on the side, but I don't say it enough on air. You're a meaningful and valued member of this team.
Actually, even on the side doesn't tell me, so I don't know. Maybe he's just saying it now to make himself look good. But
a big maybe.
Just go back to muting yourself. Thanks.
There you go.
Yeah. Excellent. So, does the choice of programming language matter? Now, I thought we'd look at this question in two ways: one from the dev perspective, and two from a company perspective.
Okay.
So, dev perspective. Shoot, does it matter? Yes or no?
No, it doesn't matter as long as you get the project done.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
But also, it depends on the project that is being built, that you have to use a certain programming language to build it. Yeah, I think it depends on the project.
Sorry, my attention was caught by the article I just opened. Sorry. Each match is worth about 20 million US dollars, equating to $222,000 per minute. Do you know how absurd that is? Anyway, I'm sorry. Back to your answer. That is a very well-rounded answer. Very non-controversial. But we don't want non-controversial. We want controversy. Say something juicy that, you know, we can have, that we can...
stop being politically correct.
That we can, you know, take out of context, post on whatever social media platform, and, you know, watch as people say, how could they? A whole... or whatever, anyway. But that's a good answer. I feel like I should... go against what you said, just because I think isn't that usually what happens, guy behind the mic? Like in many of these radio things, there's usually one person who takes one side and then the other person takes the other side, right? Okay, see, the thing about you muting yourself was not like a...
Sorry. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, so isn't that what guys usually do, like, on radio?
Correct.
Okay, so let's see, if I were to go against what you've just said, then I'll say, yes, your choice of programming language matters, because I just want to say the opposite. Anyway, no. I'll say yes, it does matter, and no, it doesn't matter. No, because you've covered the points very brilliantly. And also because it, excuse me, it... especially once you grasp fundamental concepts, it really doesn't matter, because, you know, it's easy to transfer largely some of these concepts to another language. Of course, there are certain scenarios that work better in certain languages than others. But, you know, largely, core concepts are largely the same, I'll say. But why does it matter? Simple, because what you choose now could determine a whole lot about what you are able to do, at least until you decide to change.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, for instance, say you choose to do Swift. If you choose to learn the Swift programming language, then that means that you are kinda limited to certain dev tasks. For instance, no one will turn to you with your Swift skills and ask, "Yo, could you help us with some data analysis?" You know, you're kinda limited by what you've chosen to do. Of course, this is very trivial. You can choose to learn another language or whatever. But working with this is the one language I'm choosing to go with, to learn, to embrace, to love and to cherish for as long as we both shall live.
Mm-hmm.
then you know, that would be a problem. It kinda limits you
to one path.
Depending on the language you choose, of course. There are certain languages that are, you know, nice, well-rounded, jacks of all trade or jills of all trade or whatever. But yes, so on one hand, it does matter, but on the other hand, it doesn't. So, boom, I just answered your question. You can go home now. Like, boom. We've answered the question.
Yes. Yes, you have.
We have.
We have episode.
Good. We have our episode. That was all of...
How many minutes was that?
It was half an hour, but most of that half hour was purely useless talk, mostly from me. I'm sorry for that, dear listener. But you know, this is meant to be a short and sweet episode. I'm ignoring the fact that I said we are looking at this from a twofold...
Now the company perspective.
Yes. So, does it matter? Yes.
No. For the company, does it really matter?
From a company perspective, I'm going to say yes and no. But this is a more... I'm going to look at this more as like as a more holistic view, like a bird's eye view type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll say yes, it matters. Because... it does matter if, say, you are looking to provide to launch a product, a service. Yes, but software as a service anyway. So
a
product
SaaS? Okay.
Anyway. Say you are looking to build a product, whatever it is, and you choose a particular language. There are certain. How would I call it? Certain considerations to bear in mind. For the same, pretty much the same reason I gave, that, you know, depending on what you choose, it you kind of are limited to certain things. Of course, if you choose well, then you have a more well-rounded approach. You have a more well rounded tool to use, so that still holds true. But also, you tend to look at other things like the available workforce.
Mm-hmm.
See, for a company, you excuse me, would like to choose. You'd like to have as wide a pool of talent to choose from as possible. Yes, no, maybe.
Yes.
Whatever. So, if you want to have that wide a pool as possible, then, you know, that kind of means that certain things are out of, how would I put it? For instance, let me give you an example. Now, I may be wrong on this statistically, but I'd wager that you have more Python developers right now than, say, Ruby developers.
Yes, that's true.
So, say you choose Ruby devs. Uh-huh. You choose to include Ruby in your stack. Now, you choose Ruby. Now, what does that mean? It means that, one, the pool of talent
will be minimal because there are not so many Ruby devs out there.
Precisely. Two, depending on what you're looking to do, you may run into I'm going to say issues of community where, you know, like it or not, Stack Overflow is a big part of who we are. And with a language not being as popular, that means you don't have as many issues coming up. That means you don't have as many, say, support challenges. Like if a particular issue that is entirely unique to you crops up, then you are not likely to find someone else who has encountered that issue.
So your reference points are, again, minimal.
Precisely. So I'm going to call it the documentation challenge. Mm. Documentation in the sense of, it's not just the official documentation, although some languages, packages, whatever. Packages, languages, you know, you can have a poorly documented language, but it would be counterproductive. But a poorly documented package, there are many of them out there. So anyway, it's not just the official docs. It's more like, I've encountered this issue. What steps can I take? You know, you have that smaller base to use to refer to. And then, of course, there are certain things that, you know, come into consideration, like the architecture. Now, this is where a more bird's eye view comes into play. The architecture you're looking
to use.
Yes. I'm running out of words. Must be the cold or guy behind the mic's texting.
Sorry?
Nothing. I said nothing at all. Did I say anything?
No, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, precisely.
Look at this. You know what this is?
What?
You know what this is?
What?
Gigi, do you know what this is?
Please do elaborate.
I'll take a photo and post it on our socials and ask our listeners if they know what that is. This is you. And this is you, Gigi.
Okay. So. Yes. If you say so. Anyway, where was I? Ah, the architecture. See, certain languages are better suited for certain tasks.
Mm-hmm.
case in point. In terms of pound-for-pound performance, you aren't likely to get anything that's as convenient to use and performant as C++ in certain environments.
Mm.
But then now the trade-offs come in where, you know, you need to look at the environment that it's going to be operating in, the use case, etc. All those things come into play. So the architecture, the operating environment, all of those things will determine what, you know, language to choose. And industry. You can't use I stand to be corrected here, but you can't use Java to develop iOS apps, can you? Now this is where Tony would have been very useful. Tony.
Wait, what do you use to develop iOS apps?
Swift.
Okay.
And before Swift, Objective-C. At least before that, according based on my knowledge. Of course, you can use the multi-platform, you know, the multi-platform thing is, but...
Like, is it Flutter Wave and Cordana?
Flutter Wave is the payments processor.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, Flutter and Cordana. Wait.
I don't know. But anyway, whatever. Right now, Flutter is the one that's coming to mind like this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is incredible. Anyway, there are a number of... Oh, Microsoft had multi-platform. Anyway, it's fine. Yeah, so So, you know, you have some of those limitations. So I'm going to say yes, it does matter, and no, because, you know, in the end, the thing that matters is you give the user something that works, something that works well, something that works fast, and, you know, something that is enjoyable to use. As long as you've got that, then the stack beneath that then might not really matter. But that's a purely utilitarian way of looking at things, you know. Mm-hmm. As long as we get the end result, then it really doesn't matter.
Is it the end that justifies the means, or the means justifies the end?
The end justifies the means is what is now in this case. That's what that would be.
So it doesn't really matter the means as long as the end is there.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so let's picture this scenario.
Boom, picture.
Excuse me, Fluid Tech, right?
Yes.
With your pool of devs.
Yes.
Does it really matter what stack you're using?
Yes. At least, like, I should have used that scenario. I'm going to say yes and no. Dang it. That's a bad example. Anyway, let's say, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, but for your sake, I'm going to say no.
Mm.
Yes. So no, it doesn't matter. But it does matter. It does matter. I'll tell you why it does matter from our side. Knowledge base also, because of what we are familiar with. So the pool of devs, you know, like in this case, the devs we have at our disposal have a particular set of skills.
Okay.
Not unlikely a Mnison intake. And these skills lend themselves well to certain projects or certain types. So now I'll give you an example. Like in terms of front end stuff, we do a lot of work with Vue and React.
Do you touch anything on Tailwind?
I think we do, but you know,
I've seen Tony use Tailwind a couple of times.
There is Tailwind in one project, I believe. But now you see, like, depending on the skill set available to us, then there are certain things that come easier,
mm-hmm.
and certain things that come harder.
Yeah.
So if it's like if a particular project lends itself well to a certain language, framework, whatever, then we look at it, is it within the skill set? If not, then what are the implications? What are the implications in terms of, would it be a hassle to pick it up? Say we need to learn, let's see. Give me a language.
Swift.
No. Give me something like, honestly, I'm going to use Java and C Sharp.
Okay.
In terms of the core reasoning behind things. Of course, there are certain concepts that are completely different, but if you have a good grasp, like say we are good in Java, how big an issue would it be to transition to something like C Sharp? And C Sharp in what context? C Sharp, are you building like microservices, for instance? Because how you'd write microservices is slightly different to how you'd be writing like a desktop app, for instance, or a multi-platform application. It's, although multi-platform, anyway, that's a different kettle of fish. But you know, the basic concepts, would it be like, I feel like I'm saying a lot and saying nothing at the same time. Or in this case, I'm saying a lot but saying very little that's meaningful. So let me put everything down into like a few sound bites. Yes, it would matter because of the available skill set, and the skill set, you evaluate what is there, what is involved in, say, picking up a new thing. Would it be best to just work with what we have? What are the pros and cons based on the system, the context of the system itself?
So it would matter.
Yes.
And what determines what framework a project needs to be built in. So you've just gotten something and the client is like, I need every CD. How do you determine what framework you're going to use? Can't it just be built with any?
I mean, honestly, you can build anything with anything. there's a saying that I heard or I read somewhere, and I can't remember where from, but given enough time, all computers can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a calculator or your smartwatch or the server rack in wherever, all computers can do the same thing given enough time. Now the problem is we don't have that time. So you really can't build anything in anything if you're really, really
short of time.
If you're really determined to, you can build anything out of anything. I believe. Of course, within reason. You know, you know, you don't want to build a. Wait, can you build an iOS app out of HTML and CSS and JavaScript?
No, because you have to train the thing. So you can't.
Anyway. So yes, you can build it out of anything, but now the considerations are, you'd look at such things as, are there any, I'm going to say, external facing utilities, for instance, because you could choose to build something as API driven, mm-hmm. or not API driven, meaning, you know, you build out a services, whatever, that communicate either with each other or with one another and external parties. External parties, now who do you want to open this out to? Or is it just like are the API endpoints just being consumed by like a mobile app or whatever? You know, you look at things like that. And you look at something like, do you want this running on people's computers? And if so, then what are your biggest concerns? So you look at all of that, you look at the skill set that is available, and then decide, okay, so this person wants some application built out for microcomputers, for instance. And that means somebody somewhere is going to have to bring out their C++ game, you know? Yeah. But then, of course, if you really wanted to, you could do it in Python. You really could. So it matters, but not as much as someone might think. Like, okay. It shouldn't be a limiting factor, I think. Like, it shouldn't be something that holds you back. Like, choice of programming language shouldn't be something that holds you back from, say, taking on a project.
Okay.
I think. Mm. Yeah. So, yes, it matters, but not as much as someone might think. But that's from the context of a business. But also, I know it doesn't matter. But, like, from a practicality-driven perspective, I'm going to say that it matters. If I were to give it, like, a percentage, I don't know. I can't give it a percentage. I'm sorry. I tried my best. Okay, I really didn't try. I just couldn't be bothered. I'm sorry. What are your thoughts on the matter? I've talked a lot. Or was this on purpose? Like, are you the... Go behind the mic, say something, please.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this vegetable fried rice and chicken drumsticks from Quick Mart. Specifically from Quick Mart. That's what I'm thinking right now.
All right. See then.
As I wait for you guys to finish.
See then we wrap up on that.
You wrap up nicely, Basi.
We wrap up on that note. Thanks for tuning in. This is probably. Actually, this might be a bit more informative than I might think, but it might not. Whatever side you fall on, this is all good fun, you know. And if you're interested in checking in, you know, being a guest on the show, we play well with others. We do. We really do. Okay.
Just hit up our producer on the socials.
Yeah. That is guy behind the mic at guy.co.ke.
Correct. Correct. How did you know?
And you know, he'll be more than happy to reach out to you.
Indeed.
Yeah. No,
he'll send your DM.
Yeah. Mm. Actually no, just socials. Someone will reply. One of us. Probably guy behind the mic. Probably. Mm. Anyway. On that note, have I forgotten anything?
Harmonica.
Yes, you need to end like that.
Come on.
Fail.
Can't you just remove the mask?
Nonsense. Sorry, on that note.
FTG out.